Hello, today is Friday, May the 19th, and you're listening to the Grains Matter Chatter podcast presented by North Shore Grains. I'm your host, Dolores Foster, and I'm joined by my co-host, Mr. Jeffrey Guy.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everybody. Yes, Dolores, nice to have you back this week. I'm not here by my lonesome again this week.
Oh, yes. Some of us actually have some work to do during the spring, Jeff. I'm just teasing. Oh, Jeffrey, it was a beautiful week. I think a lot of acres got planted. And I think I'm really glad that the farmers were busy in the field so they didn't have to watch the markets drop. What do you think?
Doom and gloom. Doom and gloom for the markets this week. It's been poor, poor, poor. It's hard to stay positive this week.
There's a lot of positive things that happen, but because they're positive, they are actually negative for our markets.
Yeah, let's jump into the market. So prices first. Corn, old crop, new crop, down $12 to $14. Soybeans. Old crop down almost $40 this week.
Oh.
New crop down $26. Spring wheat down about $15 across the board. Winter wheat's down like $7 to $15 across the board on them. It's just been doom and gloom. There's lots of, I don't know, let's get into lots of the different reasons here. Don't know which one's the most important, but there's lots
of
them.
Well, we always talk about China and Russia, so why don't we get them out of the way first?
The Black Sea Trade Agreement that was to expire on Thursday, May the 18th, was renewed probably on the 17th, overnight or something. So they did renew it. Russia said lots of negative things about the renewal, but that they are counting on all the parties to make the Russian side of it better, but they did renew it for 2 months.
So this is one of those news items that is a good news item, but unfortunately not supportive of our markets.
Yeah, and like truly in there, when they were going, the talk about it wasn't affecting the markets at all and whether it was going to be renewed or not, or didn't seem to be. But once they renewed it, the markets used that as a reason to go down, and they just kept going down with it. So that was a positive for the Ukraine. Positive for countries that need the grains coming out of the Ukraine, but negative for prices. And thing to point out, too, under this agreement, the Ukraine has been exporting more corn than they have wheat. We usually think of wheat, but they've been exporting more corn. I didn't get the real numbers this week, but that's what's been happening with this agreement. Moving on to China. China canceled both the old crop soybean and corn orders from the U.S. this week.
Oh, that's painful. You would think if a contract is signed... No, I won't get into it.
Yeah, we've been into this. I've actually read reports about how, you know, they might have a cancellation fee of 10 or 20 or 30 cents a bushel. But when all of a sudden corn right now in Brazil is a dollar U.S. a bushel cheaper or something than on the CBOT. So if they pay a 30 cents fee and it's a dollar cheaper, I can even do that math. There's money ahead.
For sure. And I think we were talking about earlier that China is actually, their export or imports are actually up this year. Was it 4 or 5%?
Yes.
So that's a good news item. But the bad news item is that it's coming from Brazil and not from U.S.
Yeah. So that's, the
negative
other part
for
of China.
Our markets.
It's negative for here. And since Brazil is selling things much less or more economically for the importers, it does bring down prices. That takes us right into prices in Brazil on corn. So their corn prices are down, I think I read this week, near 40% over the last 2 months for this harvest. And so it's not just the our farmers or the U.S. farmers. It's even in Brazil. They don't have them pre-sold.
Is the difference that they're still willing to sell at 40% less, though?
We have no idea if they're selling or not, really. But their price is down by 40%. And that's just, again, based on projections of a new record harvest through their Safrinha corn crop, which is the corn crop planted after soybeans. They're looking at something like 130 million bushel or million tons from there this year. And so that's, or 135, whatever the last estimate is. So prices in Brazil have pulled back. That, of course, pulled back prices in the U.S. because we already talked about how exports are cheaper out of Brazil. U.S. has to be somewhat competitive. More negative. Soybean oil and meal prices were down this week.
That's negative soybeans, and that's probably why they're down almost $40 for the crop this year.
Definitely negative. The vegetable oil market, like the USDA said last week, how they were projecting soybean oil or vegetable oil consumption to be down this year, and specifically soybean oil down about 8% less on human consumption.
I wonder where they get the reasoning for it.
So less demand on the human side, because I didn't have anywhere in my notes this week about the upcoming recession in the U.S., but I keep reading about it. It's a hard one to imagine. They think they got to increase interest rates probably again because inflation's too high, because things are going too fast, but that's going to result in a recession afterwards.
I actually saw something on Twitter today as well about, for Canada, that the banks are split right now, whether the Bank of Canada should increase rates or not.
Well, that makes sense. And geez, if it's on Twitter, it must be true.
I know, right? Yes. But just something else to think about for our local markets anyways.
Yep. Talking about local markets, local basis. Let's talk some of the doom and gloom. So one of the big things in soybeans was the local basis went down. Old crop basis pulled back. The exports are extremely weak right now, and there's just no demand. So the price didn't have to stay up. And for new crop soybeans, it's really the same thing. Our exports can't compete with Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
So the basis has to fall, and that just brings all the local bases down. So the trend is down in soybean bases. Doom and gloom, trend is down. Corn bases.
Yep.
Old crop corn, we've talked about this for a little while. There's no demand for old crop corn. Again, the exports are extremely poor.
There's no demand for old crop corn, and there's a record amount of old crop corn sitting in bins in Eastern Ontario.
Ontario, Quebec, both.
Yes.
So there's just too much supply out there. People that are sitting on a bunch of corn in their own bins, talk to your merchandisers. It's getting harder and harder to find a home. I did have an exporter talk to me this week, trying to say, oh, if we were to export some corn, how much, what would the price you need? And I quoted the price at our elevator. He says, oh, we can't pay that much. Like, our exports aren't competitive right now in the world market. So that just means if you're sitting on corn,
it's time to make a plan of action.
Yeah, they really need a lower price to make exports work. So that's on old crop. New crop, you know, the end users are already getting booked up into the harvest and pass here in the Eastern Ontario.
Yeah.
And there's no competition from the exports. So there's no reason for bases to take off. And again, the trend is down. Doom and gloom, doom and gloom.
I wish we had something positive to talk about today.
Well, let's talk about the wheat market. Oh, no, that's not positive. Because...
Well, there's some slightly positive news in the hard red winter wheat, right?
Yeah,
some of the growing areas in the U.S. are not doing so well. And was it the USDA decreased the average bushel from, was it 37 bushels to 30?
So they actually decreased it down to 29. But the U.S., they had a wheat tour this week in Kansas.
Yeah.
They decreased it to 30, which basically reconfirm the USDA's number.
So that should be positive, but the thing is, soft red winter wheat areas are doing very well.
They're doing well in the States.
So I think that's suppressing the hard red winter.
Yeah, and in Canada, in Ontario, we grow mostly soft red winter.
Yeah.
Prices in Ontario are based off of the soft red winter trade on Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And hard red winter, most of it up here is used in the milling process. And you can't always get a premium out of it. Some years you can, some years you can't. And you see, we only have a $5 premium posted on hard red winter. So it's not a market that's really widely traded in Ontario.
No.
So, but I think my best note on the wheat market was anybody's guess what's going to happen to it. Because it's just been,
And it's come down substantially since the war has started in Ukraine.
Yeah, and
it did the big upward trend for a while, and now it's just kind of dropped.
The trend stays down.
It does.
You know, the trend stays down. Friday here was another big negative day for soybeans and wheat. Soybeans have been down 8 of the 9 last trading days.
Yeah.
The wheat market, I'm not even sure how many days it's been down, but it just seems like always the... Our markets all started positive today. It was so nice when I was writing our daily market report blog this morning. Hey, it's a nice positive morning.
Didn't last very long.
No, I'm out on the road here today. I come back there after lunch. It's like, what happened? Everything's negative.
So I do have some good news. It's May long weekend.
Woohoo!
We've had some beautiful weather. A lot of seeds have gotten into the ground. And we're going to have some very timely rain tomorrow, fingers crossed. So that's positive.
So what's planting progress up here? Is there 80%+ of the corn in?
75, 80, I would think so.
And a good percentage of beans are in too?
Yeah, absolutely.
So that ties us into planting progress in the States. That report comes out every Monday. We could see corn in the 85 to 90% planted across the U.S., soybeans probably above the 60%. That's kind of doom and gloom because their crops are going in so fast. There are some areas of concern in the U.S., Minnesota, North Dakota, on the corn side, a little slow planting. But overall, they're planting real fast. So that's another little negative.
Mm-hmm.
It is positive the crops are getting in up here. So that's positive for the farmers up here. So it's... Really, it's the markets right now are just focused on doom and gloom, on negativity. There's not much happening to drive prices higher. I think the next big thing to drive prices higher will be Wednesday, June the 28th, our customer day. No,
I was just going to say that. The other good news item I have is that our customer day is a month and a half away.
Hopefully things will get turned around here. Like I think I even wrote that this morning that hopefully we'll get more back today and then we end up with some big negative numbers like soybeans being down 20 some cents, wheat down 20 some cents. Corn was basically flat today, but we just need something to turn the market around, hopefully on the demand side somewhere.
Absolutely.
Actually one positive here. Well, let's say one more negative first. So corn this week, it closed down the Chicago futures December corn at $5 as they look at it. And soybeans closed at $11.74. $5 corn, $12 beans has historically been a target to get to. And it was considered resistance on the downside now. When I say historically a target, we always thought we get $5 corn, that's big money. $12 beans, that's big money. We might have to reset our expectations this year and think those are great monies.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we need to be in the market at those levels. Nobody knows where the bottom is.
No. And if they tell you that, what did you say earlier, Jeff? Tell them to go back to the bar.
Yeah, tell them to go back to the bar.
And I know we talked about this a lot last year about knowing your cost of production with the unknown and the fertilizer industry and everything. And this year is actually probably even more crucial that you know what your cost of production is and make a plan and stick to your plan.
Maybe get something sold. We have had some farmers sell this week to cover some of their costs.
And you know, don't make huge sales. Don't book 75% of your crop. But those incremental sales that cover your cost of production... There's not much.
I think that's the way to go. And,
absolutely.
Anybody wants to give us a call, enjoy the holiday Monday. The markets are open. Our office will be closed. Anybody needs anything, give us a call on our cell phones. We can still do some pricing. So
absolutely. Enjoy the weekend and thanks for tuning in. And hopefully we have much better news for
next week. It's all going to be positive. Bye for now.
Here's to hoping.
Yep.